Welcome to the Wahoo Central Podcast, our weekly look inside UVA athletics. I'm Jeff White from VirginiaSports.com. My guest today in our McHugh Center studio is Steve Swanson, the head coach of the UVA women's soccer team and an assistant coach on the U.S. national team. Steve, it's sometimes hard to find you in Charlottesville during the summer months, so I feel honored, and thanks for stopping by.
That was good to be in Charlottesville. I have not been here. I have to agree.
And you won't be here much longer, will you?
No, and I haven't been here that much, but it's nice. Always nice to be here.
So the week's big news on the soccer front was the announcement that two of your former players, Becky Sauerbrunn and Morgan Bryan, were named to the U.S. Olympic team, and that a third former UVA player, Emily Sonnet, is an alternate on the team. And, of course, you were named one of the team's assistant coaches. First of all, congratulations on that honor. Have you ever attended the Olympics in any capacity, fan, coach?
Always been a fan, but not from as close as I'll be. Always from a distance. And, I mean, it's the pinnacle, I think, for as a child growing up, you watched Olympics, and you I think the just the ability to coach and to compete for your country is something unique. It's very special. So I'm very honored and very proud of our players that have contributed and made it on the team.
What's it been like to watch Morgan Bryan go from being a new member of the national team to kind of a pivotal member of the national team over the last couple of years?
Well, I think it's, you know, Morgan's always impacted the teams that she's been a part of. You know, she's unusual in that regard. She was a very young player when she impacted the under 17 national team. She was a young player when she impacted the 20 national team. You could see the impact she had here at Virginia, even at a young age. So, and she's done the same thing on the full national team level. So I think that even though she didn't start regularly in the last World Cup, she contributed an enormous amount, and I think that experience has propelled her now into a more prominent position in the team, and somebody that's proven her worth and value over this last year, even at 23 years old, 23 years of age. So she's rare. She's coming over, trying to get over some injuries here that she's had over the past couple months. But I think she'll be good to go when we get back in camp on the 20th.
Has it been cool for you to kind of reconnect with Becky? You coach her here, and then there's kind of a gap where you weren't with her regularly. And since you've been working with the national team, now you see her and coach her again.
For sure. I mean, what some people may not realize is when Becky was 15, 16, I coached her on the youth national team, the under 16 national team. So I had coached her several years before she came to Virginia. And so getting back in these last couple years and getting to see how much she's grown as a player and a person and as a leader, I think has been very special. And working with her some more, it's a unique opportunity. She's a once in a lifetime player and once in a lifetime person. And so, that's been a lot of fun. I would agree for sure.
For listeners and viewers who are not familiar with the setup of the Olympic team, what does Emily's status as an alternate mean for her?
Well, the first thing I would say, if this was a World Cup year and if it was a World Cup roster, my sense is that Emily would have made the roster. There's only 22 now, even mm-hmm. with the alternates, and there's 23 on a World Cup roster. So I think that Emily's role is still, all the alternates' role is very critical to the success of the team. They travel. They've been with us ever since. They travel with us to Brazil. If there's any sort of injury, that another alternate will be brought in and take their place. So from a coaching perspective, it's no different. Probably the only difference is they won't be dressing in the games,
right.
So, but in terms of what we need to do in training to prepare and their role, it's going to be, they'll all have critical roles.
The U.S.'s first game in Brazil is August the 3rd against New Zealand, I believe. That's about the time when your UVA team heads to Michigan for its training camp every year. How long will you be with the Olympic team, and what logistical challenges does this pose for your program at Virginia? I think you're leaving this week to join the national team. I'm guessing you won't be back here for a while.
Hopefully you won't be back till the gold medal game's over with. But it's difficult in the standpoint that it falls at this time. Preseason, we don't have that long of a preseason at Virginia in college athletics. So, for me, it's very it's disappointing. I love the preseason, and I love working with the team. So it's disappointing. But on the other hand, I feel very good about our assistants, Carrie and Ron, and the team and where they're at. I know it'll be a good preseason. At most, I'll miss one game. I'll just miss the opener. But for the most part, I'll be here for the whole season.
Could you pull this off if you didn't have veteran assistants like Ron and Carrie?
No.
You and Becky and Morgan were part of the U.S. team that won the World Cup last summer. Is it safe to assume that UVA benefits, if only indirectly, from the international exposure, that those players get and your involvement with the team?
Well, I think I would think it's a feather in all of Virginia's cap to know that we've got some great ambassadors out there representing the sport of women's soccer and UVA in events like these. So I think I feel very strongly about all of our players that are playing professionally or playing overseas or playing internationally, just because I think they're such good role models and good ambassadors to our program. So I think it's been great for Virginia, the exposure. I think it's been great for our program. But even more so, I think it's been great just for the individual players to, sometimes we get a sense in Charlottesville and the greater soccer community and at Virginia of the quality of players and the caliber of people that people like Becky and Emily and Morgan are. But the country doesn't get that as much. And so it's been, for me, it's been a real pleasure to see how many people around the country have gravitated and have benefited from Becky and from Morgan and from Emily and just seeing them play the way they play. Getting that kind of style out there has been neat from my perspective, and I think obviously it's been a benefit for Virginia.
So on a personal level, when do you find time during the course of the year to recharge your batteries, between your obligations that you're juggling with UVA soccer and the national team? Or do you have time to?
Well, I think if you talk to my wife, soccer's always been a thing that helps get my batteries going. So, and there's been no shortage of soccer in the last 2.5 years. So it's from that perspective, it's been great. When I'm away with the national team, I can't wait to get back to Virginia and work with our players. I miss them. I think the world of them. And we've had such a young team that it's been fun to come back and coach them now. But I think that I haven't really thought, I haven't had time to think too much about how I feel. I feel good and I feel energized. And I think mainly it's because I've got two great teams to work with, especially these last 2 years.
In December, you had to say goodbye to players such as Emily, Mackenzie Doniak, Brittany Ratcliffe, Kaylee Torres, but you returned a strong core from a team that missed the College Cup by a penalty kick. How did the spring go? I think you played 6 exhibitions, right?
Yes, we played 6 games. We played 5 dates. But, no, we do have a young team. I mean, if you look at our team this year, we have 21 players that are going to be first or second years. And that's as young as we've been in a long time. We've lost some significant talent over the last 2 years in particular. So I think we have some challenges this year. But having said that, we have a lot of veteran players that are back as well. Some players that have played in College Cups, they know what a preseason's all about. They know what a regular season's all about. They know what playing in the ACC is about, and they know what making a postseason run's all about. So I think they're good leaders as well, and I think we're at a point now where the spring was very helpful for us. I think we for as young as we were, we did some really good things, and I think we're in a good position heading into the preseason. So very excited about that, and very anxious to get back and get working with the team here soon.
Sometimes teams that have a lot of underclassmen, like your current team, they do not have a strong senior class or strong upperclassmen. That's not really the case here. You have seniors like Alexis Schaffer, Morgan Stearns, Kristen McNabb, Morgan Ruther. Is this a little bit of an unusual dynamic where you have so many freshmen and sophomores, but you also have a strong senior class?
Yeah, I would say that. And the nice thing about this particular team is a lot of our older players are defenders and more in the defense for us. So I think they can provide good leadership there. I think they tendency, you know, when you're a defender, a goalkeeper, you tend to see the whole field in front of you. And I think that can help us this year for sure. They've been all of them, Megan Cox, Tina Irandanu, we're going to rely on those players. And I think they've set a good example for our players through the year, especially for that big freshman class we had last year. We had 12 last year, and we got 10 coming in this year, so it's a big group. So, you just can't do it with a coaching staff. It's got to be the veteran leadership, and I feel good about that.
The final session of summer school is underway here. What's your schedule for your players this summer? Do they come back for this session and then kind of roll into training camp and preseason?
Fortunately, our players have made the commitment to come back on their own and to train together. Obviously, they can work with our strength coach, Ed Nordenschild. He's been great. And so they're already at it now. And I think this particular time for us is is very important, especially for the incoming first years who can have a chance to get acclimated to University of Virginia and their teammates in kind of a less pressurized situation than once preseason starts. And that's kind of the one of the challenges that we face as a fall sport is we just don't have a long time, and then all of a sudden school starts and you're getting into things pretty quickly. So I think this time where they can get to know one another and acclimate with academics as well is critical.
What kind of contact are the coaches allowed? I know you can't be out on the field with them, but they can come by and talk to you, right, the players?
Yeah, well, they can come by, but we can't do anything in terms of coaching or anything out of that. But I it's been nice because I've been at least been able to say hi to them and see them before I leave on Friday. And that's been good because some of them I haven't seen all summer. So it's just been good to connect with them. And I trust them, and I think our staff trusts them. They're doing all the right things they need to do to prepare for the season ahead.
When I interviewed you in December at the end of the season, your incoming recruits had not yet signed their letters of intent, so you weren't allowed to talk about them publicly. They're all signed, sealed, and delivered now. So what's your take on this class? I know it includes several players who have experience on national age group teams.
It's a deep class. Obviously, I said we had 10, but it's a deep class in the sense that they have a lot of experience playing at the highest levels. But I also like it because it's a diverse class in the sense that there are some players that I think are maybe coming in with not the same background as others, but we feel they can impact our program just as much. So it's going to be exciting to see how they kind of develop within the training environment that we have here. But we have a good mix there positionally. I think we have a good mix there technically, athletically, tactically, and mentally. So they balance each other quite well. I think we'll have several players certainly that'll impact the program right away. But I think we'll have others that'll impact maybe not right away because of injury or because of just getting used to this level, but hopefully down the road they'll impact us the way we feel they can. So from that standpoint, it's really exciting, you know, that we have 10 players there that we feel can and will impact the program just at different times.
This coming season will be the 25th season at Klockner Stadium for UVA soccer, and then in the spring for UVA lacrosse. I know a lot of UVA fans don't have much to compare it with. You go around the country, you see other soccer stadiums. How does Klockner compare, in your opinion, and how big an advantage has it become for your program?
Well, I think whenever you look at a a stadium and a venue, I think, you know, for me, is it conducive to playing good soccer? And the style that we choose to play fits Klockner so well. It's always been a great pitch, and it's a big field. It's a wide field. You can move the ball on it. And so that's the thing that stands out to me, for me, the most about it, is the quality of the surface. The other thing is it's a soccer pitch. Of course, lacrosse plays on there in the spring, but it was built for soccer. And I think from a fan's perspective, it gives a great vantage point that you can watch games from. But I think the real special part about Klockner to me is not so much the venue, which is great. It's not so much the pitch, which is great, but it's the atmosphere that's produced once we get the fans there. And I think that's one thing. We're fortunate enough to play in a soccer town, in my opinion, and to be able to merge that kind of the play, the players, the fans, the atmosphere, and the environment there at Klockner, it makes for a real special environment. So it's unique. I haven't seen any other environment. There's some good fields. Don't get me wrong. There's some,
right,
especially nowadays, there are more stadiums now that have come up that a lot of different schools are putting more money into their soccer venues, but it just doesn't have the same feel once the fans get in there that Klockner does.
You have built Virginia into one of the nation's elite programs, the two College Cup appearances 2 years ago, then, you know, the quarterfinals last year. What do you see ahead for UVA women's soccer?
Well, I think we're always in pursuit of excellence. I keep telling our team onward. You know, it's we haven't made we've made history in some ways, mm-hmm. And I think one of the things that when I first came here in 2000 that really excited me is there was a lot of room for growth in terms of the things that we can accomplish. And I still don't think we've won a national championship yet, and that's kind of sticks in all of our craw a little bit. We've been very close, especially recently, but. You know, that's something that we're desperate to change. And we're proud of the kind of soccer that we play. We're proud of the accomplishments of the program. I think that two regular season ACC championships in the last 3 years is pretty special. I think a lot gets made out of the ACC tournament. But at the end of the day, in our sport, if you can do this over the long haul and win regular season championships, that means quite a bit as well. So we've done some good things. We're proud of those things. But we also feel that there's some unfinished business there, and we're very much focused on that.
Do you, at the end of every season, there's really only one team that's truly happy, you know, the national champion. Last year ended on a painful note for Virginia with the loss to Rutgers. Is that something, as a coaching staff, you bring up that game? Do the players bring it up among themselves, or do you say that was last season and we're just looking straight ahead?
Well, I think it always, you know, losses like that, particularly the way that game kind of unfolded, because we felt we were in a position to win the game in regulation, and we were the team that was controlling the game. So from that standpoint, you didn't feel like we felt we lost right. That game. And then to get the lead we had in the penalty kick shootout, be up 2-0, I mean, for all practical purposes, you should put that away. Yeah. And so we came away feeling like we lost the game in regulation and we lost the penalty shootout. We didn't think – I mean, I have to give Rutgers all the credit in the world, but I don't think they won that shootout. I think we lost that shootout. So that sticks in your craw. But you can't look back, I think, in our sport. I mean, these things happen. And, I was proud of the season that we had. I think we had the capability of winning a national championship last year, and we didn't get it done. And so hopefully that motivates us moving forward. But I'm really focused. A whole different team and a lot of different personnel. And I think we can accomplish our goals this year. But we've got some challenges ahead, just like we have any right. other year.
Just a reminder, season tickets are on sale now for both UVA soccer teams. The women's home opener is Sunday, August 21st against George Mason. I guess I hope we don't see you here for that, right?
Well, I'm going to try to get to that one because we play on the 20th. And I think if I can make my connections work, I think I can make the kickoff time. So I'm really working for that. But
the opener's the 19th, right?
The opener's the 19th, yeah. So if I'm back here for that, you know that we didn't make the gold medal game. So,
well, congrats again on being named to the Olympic coaching staff. Thanks for stopping by, and best of luck in Rio. We'll be cheering you on from afar.
Thanks. Always a pleasure, Jeff. Thank you.
For information on all our teams, check virginiasports.com and virginiasportstv.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back soon with another Wahoo Central podcast.